Welcome to Future Jungle Intro Ghost. Built with stuck devices only in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're making that haunted little pre-drop section that feels like the tune is already alive before the drop actually lands. Think of it as the shadow version of your track. It's got movement, tension, atmosphere, and just enough drum and bass energy to tease what's coming next without giving away the full weapon too early. We're working in the mastering area of arrangement, which means we're not just sound designing for vibes. We're shaping this section like a finished part of a real DNB record. That means controlled low end, clear space, intentional automation, and a mix that can sit inside a DJ-friendly intro and still leave room for the drop to smash. First, set your scene. Create a group track called Intro Ghost and build three layers inside it: break texture, ghost bass, and atmosphere or stab. Keep things organized from the start, because in drum and bass, fast workflow matters. Set the tempo somewhere around 172 BPM, which is a very safe Future Jungle zone. Now, here's the big mindset shift. Don't make this intro busy just to make it interesting. Think contrast, not complexity. The intro should feel like it's holding back. If every bar is full of information, the drop loses impact. So we're going to create tension by revealing only fragments. Let's start with the break layer. Drag a classic break into simpler. If you want to perform slices, use slice mode. If you want a more controlled loop shape, stay in classic mode. Either way, the goal is the same: get that human, chop jungle motion. This is where the intro starts to feel authentic. Keep the break filtered. A low pass around 8 to 12 kHz is a good starting point, and you can shorten the release so it stays tight and punchy. If the break is too bright, too glossy, or too modern, it can pull the intro out of that gritty Future Jungle space. We want a slightly worn, slightly haunted tone. After simpler, add drum bus. Use it gently at first. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe just enough boom to give the break some body, but not so much that it starts owning the low end. The intro should hint at weight, not already act like the drop. Then use EQ8 to clean it up. Cut any unnecessary low end under about 120 to 160 Hz if the sample is too heavy down there. If the break feels harsh, dip a little around 3 to 5 kHz. That area can get pokey fast. And if you want a tiny bit of air, add it carefully. For Future Jungle, slightly subdued drums often sound more authentic than super shiny ones. Now let's bring in the ghost bass. This is not the full bass line, not even close. This is just a hint, a near miss, a shadow of the real thing. Use Waveitable or Drift for this. Waveitable is great if you want something clean and controlled. Drift is great if you want a more organic, unstable, slightly haunted feel. Choose a simple saw or square style tone, low pass it, and keep the cutoff fairly restrained. You want the listener to feel the bass idea more than hear a full bass statement. Use only 2 to 4 notes over every 2 bars. That's enough. In fact, that restraint is part of what makes it work. If you're using Waveitable, a bit of movement on the filter or Waveitable position can give it that living, breathing tension. If you're using Drift, keep the motion subtle so it feels like character, not detuning. After the synth, add saturator for a touch of grit, and use utility to keep the low end mono. In drum and bass, bass width below the fundamentals is usually a bad trade. Now for the atmosphere layer, which is where the intro gets its haunted personality. This can be the noise texture from a synth, a chopped stab, a resampled pad, or a short tonal fragment. The trick is to make it feel sampled, degraded, and slightly distant, but still controlled. That's the Future Jungle sweet spot. It should sound like something pulled from a memory, not like a lush film score pad dropped on top of the track. Shape that layer with auto filter, reverb or hybrid reverb, and echo. Slowly move the filter upward across the intro so the texture opens up over time. Keep the reverb wet enough to create space, but not so wet that it clouds the break. And if you use echo, filter the repeats so the low end doesn't pile up in the background. Here is a useful teacher tip: if a sound already feels exciting in solo, it may be too exposed for the intro. The intro's job is not to win in isolation. It's supposed to read clearly inside the full arrangement and set up the drop. That's a mastering mindset, and it matters a lot here. Now let's talk automation, because this is where the section starts to feel alive instead of looped. A flat intro is one of the easiest ways to lose energy in DNB. So automate a few key parameters with a clear story. Not everything at once, just 2 or 3 main movements. For example, let the break filter open gradually. Let the ghost bass cutoff rise in the last 4 bars. Then pull back some of the atmospheric wetness, right before the drop so the section tightens up. That contrast between space and impact is what makes the drop feel bigger. You can also automate drum bus drive, saturator drive, or reverb send mouse, but be careful not to move every knob just because you can. Every automation move should feel like pressure changing in the room. If it doesn't create tension or release, delete it. Now let's glue the whole intro together on the group bus. On the Intro Ghost group, add a Q8, glue compressor, saturator, and utility. You can also add spectrum if you want to check the low end visually. Start with a Q8 and gently clean up any sub-rumble below 25 to 35 Hz if needed. If the intro feels boxy, make a small cut in the low mid mod zone around 200 to 400 Hz. Then use glue compressor with a moderate attack, auto or medium release, and a ratio around 2 to 1. You only want a couple dB of gain reduction. This is subtle control, not heavy pumping. After that, add a little saturator with soft clip-on. Just a small amount of drive can help everything feel more unified. Then use utility to check mono compatibility and keep the low end centered. If you want, use spectrum to confirm you're not carrying too much sub before the drop. This is the mastering part of the lesson. We're not mastering the final track, but we are mastering the intro section so it translates cleanly and leaves room for the drop. In DNB, that discipline matters. A clean intro makes the drop sound bigger, punchier, and more professional. Next, add some call and response phrasing. This is what makes the intro feel like a real piece of arrangement instead of a loop. Let the break say something, then let the bass or stab answer. Then maybe let the atmosphere answer the answer. Simple conversation, but in sound. A good approach is to build a 4-bar dialogue. Maybe bars 1 and 2 are just break and atmosphere. Bar 3 brings in a ghost bass note or stab. Bar 4 gives you a little response hit, reverse tail, or filtered impact. Then repeat that idea with variation. You can even leave a small pocket of silence in one of the responses. In jungle and DNB, absence can be more dramatic than extra layers. In the last 2 bars before the drop, start reducing the atmosphere or thinning out the break slightly. That way the drop lane feels cleaner. You're not just building intensity with effects, you're building it with density, and that's often much more powerful. A few common mistakes to avoid here. Don't put the full bass line in too early. Use ghost notes, not the whole reveal. Don't make the break too bright or too busy. Don't drown everything in reverb. Don't let sub frequencies stack up and muddy the intro. And don't forget mono checks. Anything under roughly 120 Hz should stay centered and disciplined. If you want a darker, heavier feel, a few extra tricks can help. Try very short ghost bass notes with a little saturation and low-pass filtering. Add a quiet reversed break tail under the intro for that haunted pull. Use filtered echo on the atmosphere, not on the drum bus. If the intro feels too polite, add a touch more crunch to the break layer only. That gives you grime without flattening the whole mix. A really strong future jungle intro often feels like a corridor. It starts narrow and dry, then gradually widens and becomes more alive as the drop approaches. You can create that feeling with filter motion, with changes on ambience and subtle density changes over time. And if you want a false peak, make the intro feel like it's about to open fully in bar 12 or 14. Then pull it back. That little fake out can make the real drop hit way harder. Let's wrap with a quick practice challenge. Build a 16-bar intro ghost from scratch. Use one break layer, one ghost bass hint, and one atmosphere layer. Automate at least 2 things, like break filter cutoff and reverb send, or bass cutoff and echo feedback. Put the intro bus through EQ, glue compressor, and saturator. Check mono with utility. Then bounce it and listen once with no visuals. The goal is simple: make it sound like a believable future jungle intro, not just a random loop. If it feels like it belongs to a tune from 20 years ago and 20 minutes in the future, you're in the zone. Remember the core idea here, in drum and bass. The magic is often in what you don't fully reveal. Keep it haunted, keep it controlled, keep it moving. And when the drop lands, make sure the contrast is absolutely massive.